You know, sometimes it's the beard that gets you the job. Now, parents, a warning here. This is a story of Santa Claus, and if you have young people expecting him to pop down the chimney on Christmas Eve, let's distract them right now. We all know that Santa has a nice long white beard. And more, that beard is real. In response to growing demand, the Naturally Santa Company in Colorado Springs, Colorado, has dispatched scores of real bearded guys to play you-know-who this holiday. And we check in now with the vice president of the company. His name is Frank Martinez. And Mr. Martinez, we are catching up with you in the middle of the Alderwood Mall in Linwood, Washington, a suburb of Seattle, because you are having what done right now?
Well, I'm getting my hair done.
So, a person might have a long beard, but what do you do at the hair salon? Do you get it dyed white?
Oh, well, no. Our gentlemen have white hair. What we do is we fluff it up and we curl it and roll it so that it looks nice.
Oh, I wish I had a picture now. What are the people in the chairs next to you saying?
Well, you know, a lot of them get a real kick out of it. It's rare for them to see Santa sitting for such a long period of time because I'm a busy man, you know.
Well, that's true. You know, this is maybe your last moment of a little bit of relaxation and pampering before all that hard work.
Oh, that's right. You know, we're visiting with the children already and finding out their wishes.
Now, how did the notion of having a real beard gain such currency?
Well, the company was founded on the principles that children needed something a little better. The phony beard was no longer something that the children necessarily believed, plus the fact that we needed people who could be dependable and morally upstanding. So that was the formation of the company, and that's why we use real bearded Santas, and their qualifications have to be that they have Santa in their heart.
You might want to have some of those guys start running for office.
We need a few more of those, right?
Now, listen, I want to ask you, I grew up with a fake bearded Santa. I mean, you know, generations of us have. I don't remember a fake beard ever being an issue. You really think it is now?
Oh, well, you know, of course, we were a little more naive in those days, weren't we?
I'll say.
Nowadays, they get to see right on the television how all this magic is done. So when they see people that have prosthetic devices on their face, well, they realize that it isn't the real thing. They get to pull on my beard, and they know it's the real deal.
Now, I don't mean to be indelicate, but do your Santas have real pot bellies, too?
Oh, my goodness. Of course. You know, you have to embody all the way. Of course, we're healthy about it.
I see. Okay. And you have been dispatching Santas this year, I guess. Where? All over the place? Around the country?
We have Santas from coast to coast and from border to border.
Have you exported any Santas outside the United States to be, what, Father Christmas in Britain or
Père Noël? Actually, we've been exploring that particular possibility even to the points of Japan.
Well, it's been delightful talking to you. I just wonder, how do you know that you have had a good day?
Well, you know, when you can go through a 14-hour day and have a child come and sit on your lap at the end of the day and say, Santa, I've missed you. That's when you know you've had a great day.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Martinez.
It's been a pleasure. And have yourself a good holiday season.
Frank Martinez is vice president of Naturally Santa. We spoke to him in Linwood, Washington.